Yeah, we want to hook you up with some tickets for the grand opening night of the fireworks at Lerone. The theme is Throwback to 1985, and it's happening on Saturday, June 29th. Good morning, Jenna, and your mom, Christina, and your brother, Sean. How's it going this morning? You said you're on your way to your final exam, your science exam this morning. Oh. You go to St. Thomas High School.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been studying. You're feeling smart, right?
Yeah, I think I'm very smart.
Amazing. I love the confidence. All right, Jenna, do you guys listen every morning so you know how the game works?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what activity are you doing if you're in Downward Dog?
Yoga.
This actor's real name is Nicholas Coppola.
Fred Coppola.
What Justin Bieber song has the most dislikes on YouTube?
Baby.
Okay. What is the nickname of England's exit to the European Union?
Wait, repeat?
What is the nickname of England's exit to the European Union?
The British, pass.
What invention has been described as the boob tube or idiot box?
Sorry?
What invention has been described as a boob tube and idiot box?
Oh, the TV.
Okay, we'll give that to you since we had to repeat another question. All right, Sam's coming in. And Sam, you're up against Jenna, who has her final exam today, her science exam at St. Thomas High School.
I love that feeling, you know, when you're going to your final exam and you just can't wait to get it. Hopefully you pass it.
I love the feeling afterward. I think I didn't love that feeling.
Stomach's turning.
All right, Jenna, ready to listen to Sam answer the questions? We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Sam.
All right, let's get it on.
What activity are you doing if you're in Downward Dog?
Yoga.
This actor's real name is Nicholas Coppola.
Nicholas Cage.
What Justin Bieber song has the most dislikes on YouTube?
Pass.
What is the nickname of England's exit of the European Union?
Brexit.
What invention has been described as the boob tube and idiot box?
The idiot box is known as the television.
What Justin Bieber song has the most dislikes on YouTube?
Despacito.
Oh, that's a good guess. Despacito. It's wrong, though. Wrong, though.
Probably also has the most amount of likes as well.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's see how you guys made out. What activity are you doing if you're in Downward Dog? The answer is yoga, and you're both correct on that one.
Nice.
Nicholas Coppola is Nicholas Cage, and Sam was correct on that one, unfortunately.
He's a Coppola. Yeah.
Which Justin Bieber video has most dislikes on YouTube? The answer is Baby, and Jenna, you were correct on that. I heard you going back and forth with your brother on it.
Yes.
You were right.
Nice. Good answer. Good answer.
Nice work. So you guys are... Sam's ahead by one. Sorry. You're ahead by one.
Yeah, because you got the Nicolas Cage.
Right, but I didn't get the next one.
But I'm still going.
Okay.
I'm saying.
All right.
We haven't got there yet.
Can I continue?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you. Sam is ahead by one right now. What is the nickname of England's exit to the European Union? The answer was Brexit, and Sam was correct on that one.
Okay.
And the final question, what invention has been described as boob tube and idiot box? The answer is television or TV, and you were both correct on that. Jenna, unfortunately, that makes Sam the winner this morning.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Don't let this discourage your science exam. I want you to do well, all right?
Focus.
Pretend this never happened and focus on what you need to do.
Okay.
You came really close.
You did.
You did. You did a good job, Jenna. Try again, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day and good luck with that exam. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, and the Beat 92.5 wants you to experience the fine cuisine of Thierry Bouchon Bistro Parisien. It is located at 2930 Avenue Pierre Pelladeau in Laval. We want to give you $100 to spend there. Good morning to Courtney and Zana and Pierrefonds. How's it going, ladies?
Awesome.
Good. You had to burn some trash talk at on our text line at 92925 for Sam. Some Montreal trash talk. What was that?
Oh, I said Sam has a better chance of getting through Montreal construction than beating us.
There you go. All right. Hopefully he's going down. Do you know how to play the game, Courtney and Donna?
Darn tootin'.
No, oh, darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
All right. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
What beat artist often appears with a half white, half black wig on her head?
Pass.
What company did Forrest Gump get rich by investing in?
Pass.
What type of product can be described as extra virgin?
Olive oil.
Who is the villain in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy Krueger.
What company's slogan is Just Do It?
half-brother.
What beat artist often appears with a half-white, half-black wig on her head?
Sia.
What company did Forrest... Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice work. Came back and got the first question.
Came on strong there at the end.
Sam is coming back in to take on Courtney and Donna in Pierre Fawn this morning.
Hello, ladies.
They did well.
Yep. They did.
They're fun. Courtney has a really cool voice, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
She could take your job if she beats you this morning. I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of people could.
Pressure's on now.
Now I'm definitely winning.
Okay. Let's see.
For your job, Sam, we've got 30 seconds on the clock.
Why is the boss standing outside?
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
What beat artist often appears with a half-white, half-black wig on her head?
Sia.
What company did Forrest Gump get rich by investing in?
The Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
What type of product can be described as extra virgin?
A few, but I'll just say olive oil.
Who is a villain in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Pass.
What company's slogan is Just Do It?
Nike.
Who is a villain in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmare on Elm Street. Was that the Christmas classic?
I don't know. You're asking us?
A Christmas classic?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Time
I was going to say Jiminy
Cricket? No, he's from a Disney movie.
You're thinking of the tall, lanky guy with the pumpkin head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay. Let's see how you guys made out. The beat artist that often appears with a half-white, half-black wig on her head. She always covers her face. It's Sia, and you were both correct on that one.
Nice.
What company did Forrest Gump get rich by investing in? It was Apple, right? It was not the shrimp company.
He started Bubba Gump. He didn't invest in it.
Oh.
But he invested. Well, okay.
Oh.
I mean, he still technically invested in the company that
but
he started.
Is it how he got rich, or did he get rich from Apple?
He got very rich from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
No, our producer says his original fortune came from Apple.
Agreed to disagree.
I haven't seen Forrest Gump in like 27 years, so I can't even confirm. What type of product can be described as extra virgin olive oil? It's olive oil, like I just said. You're both correct on that one.
Smooth.
Nice work. Thank you. Who is the villain in Nightmare on Elm Street? It's Freddy Krueger, and Courtney and Donna were correct on that one.
Okay.
Nice work.
All right.
And what company's slogan is Just Do It? The answer is Nike, and Sam was correct on that one, which means we've got a tie.
Oh!
We've got a tie for your job, Sam.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. All right. Sam's going to leave. Oh. Are you ready, Courtney? Do you know how the tiebreaker works?
I forget.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. You only have 5 seconds to answer, okay? Whoever comes closest to the actual answer is going to be the winner. It's a number. The answer is a number, okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Courtney, you ready? 5 seconds, so make sure you say something quickly. She was just here in Montreal on Sunday night. How old is Oprah Winfrey?
65.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Yeah.
We're going to bring Sam back in, and we're going to ask him the exact same question. Ooh, okay, Sam, you ready for the tiebreaker?
Yes, I am.
All right, Sam. 5 seconds on the clock for Sam. How old is Oprah Winfrey?
66.
You think she's 66 years old?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, according to Google... Oprah was born on January 29th, 1954, which makes her 65 years old, which is exactly what Courtney said, which means, Courtney, you just won Are You Smarter Than Sam?
All right. Courtney! Woo!
All right.
And I get Sam's job.
I'm packing my desk as we speak.
And to get his job. Courtney, Donna, nice work this morning. You fought for that.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Hold it out.
Oh, all right. My stomach was flipping there. I was scared Sam was going to say the same thing, and then there was going to be a double tiebreaker.
Oh, that would have been fun.
You pulled through, Courtney and Donna. We've got $100 for you guys to go and check out Tire Bouchon, Bistro Parisienne at 2930 Avenue Pierre Pelladeau in Laval, okay?
Excellent.
All right. Congratulations and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Hang on the line a second.